there. Well, if you've been in church a while, you've probably heard the story of this, and often it, and rightly so, when we do child dedications, we often talk about this story with Jesus, and it's just a beautiful little picture, isn't it? Jesus is there with his disciples, and you can imagine Jesus is healing blind people and lepers and lame people, so people are constantly coming to Jesus, and there he is, he's there with the disciples, and all these people are coming and bringing their kids to Jesus, their little children. And the disciples, they're like, just get these kids out of the way, right? And in our society, in our culture, kids are kind of elevated, and in some ways, I think often too much. They're given so many rights that there's often a lack of discipline, isn't there? But in the culture then, they weren't. They were sort of to the background, respect, you be quiet. And so all these parents, they're wanting the kids to come to Jesus and for Jesus to bless them. And the disciples are getting upset that these kids are getting in the way of the important stuff that Jesus has got to do with adults. And, I mean, in the NIV there, it says Jesus got upset. Indignant is the word in one version there. Or angry is another word. And that was angry not at the kids, but at who? At the disciples. So he wasn't angry with the kids, Jesus. He was angry with the disciples. He's like, no, stop that. Stop getting angry at these kids and parents. Bring the kids over. I want to love them and I want to bless them. And that was Jesus' attitude. And not just to kids, to all people, wasn't it? I mean, he did it to women who are often ostracized, to sinners, and we're all sinners, to tax collectors. That was the Jesus attitude, was to love and include people. But particularly here, this beautiful picture that you would think, you know, young children, you know, insignificant, you know, what have they got to offer? Well, Jesus thinks they've got a lot to offer. And here, that beautiful picture of Jesus. Now, this is what we've been trying to do all week. We've been trying to say, let the little children come to us. Amen? This is what we've been trying to do this week. We've been trying to go in the same vein that Jesus did, the same attitude where he said we love them, we want to welcome them, we want to bless them. And we were trying to do that same thing this week. And we were doing that with our actions, just by showing love and having fun and smiles. But we were also sharing a message with them all week, with our puppet show, with Bible verses and with some discussions. And I want to share just briefly, you're going to get an early mark today. You happy with that? And the sunshine? I just want to briefly, because this message that we gave to kids is so simple, and yet it's the profound message that every one of us needs to remember and to preach and to learn. So we kind of, look, here was the verse for this week that we've talked about. Let's read together. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Now, obviously, in the original context, this was to Joshua, and you can go back in the Bible and read Joshua, who was going to be leading into battles, and so originally to him. But, I mean, we read into the New Testament, God is always with us and for us, isn't he? We sing it in songs, you know, you are with us, you are for us. And that's because God has said that. Go and read Romans 8, what can separate us from God's love? What can separate us from God's love? Nothing, right? He's the God that's always with us and for us. And so this was our verse for this week. And we went with the kids with the attitude this week. We wanted them to know four things, and we want to make sure you're thinking about it too this week as well and praying about it. And the first thing we want to, and we use a bit of different language with the kids, obviously simplifying it for them, but here's the kind of the first thing we wanted them to learn. Everyone say, big God, small me. So we started off talking about there's the truth that there is this God that created the whole universe. He's big. He's, I mean, the whole world is his. And we're saying, well, what are we going to give God for his birthday? You know, what, he's got everything, you know, like the whole world is his. And we started telling the kids, first of all, that there's this reality that there is a God. Now, every one of us at times needs to continue to pray to blow up our picture of God, right? I mean, this isn't just for the kids. I mean, when you're in the midst of a problem, I want to know that God is the big God in charge of everything, don't you? I don't want a weak and impotent God. I don't want a God that's trying to compete with someone else to see if he's good enough. I want to know my God is the God of the entire universe. We're not here today, one religion amongst many. We're here worshipping the one true God. And so we started off with this idea with the kids, and you need to keep this in your mind and your heart all the time. There is one God, and he is big and all-powerful. Nothing is out of his control. Nothing is out of his control. But despite that, we said, we don't need to be afraid, because you might go, well, big God, small me, I better be really scared. He's going to stomp me. But we're teaching the kids that this God loves you, even though he's so much bigger than us. It's kind of crazy when you think about it, that the God of the universe knows every person in this room. Do you ever stop and think about that? That he, you know, in the scheme of the universe, how insignificant I am, but to God, I matter. To the God of the universe. And so this was the first idea that we're trying to get to the kids, that God is big and almighty, but he loves you. And that's what we tried to get across to the kids, this reality of God. And we need to keep that in our minds and our hearts. But the next thing we talked about was this famous passage. For most of you, except for Pastor Matt, have sinned. And for... No. Especially Pastor Matt. So all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. So the second thing we try to get these kids to understand is that everyone's made mistakes and done wrong things in their life. And we had lots of fun as Fergus got to make mistakes and throw eggs at Samantha and all sorts of things. That was really good fun. And we tried to help the kids understand, look, don't sit there and think, you know, oh, you're not good enough, you're not perfect enough for God. And we tried, and this is for every person, isn't it? That we all recognize, we come before God and go, it's not about me. I mean, I'm not good enough on my own. But God is the God of forgiveness and love. And we talked about the prodigal son, the famous story, that God, when that son had rejected him and blown all his money, basically said to his dad, I wish you were dead, and took all his money, went and blew all his money. But the whole time the father's there, not waiting to crush him, but waiting to what? To love him and welcome him. And it's really important that we remember this, that it's not about us, it's about what God has done. And we kept sort of just trying to help the kids understand. Big almighty God is the first image we wanted them to have. But secondly, he's the God that's forgiveness, the God that's forgiving people, and that's good for us. And what we need to do, if you've been in church a long time, maybe you've got this, but what we need to remember too is this means that we've got to be humble, right? Because, people can walk in the church and go, well, look, they're not as good as me. Or this is a verse of humility. Everyone's in the same boat, right? You walk in and one day I'm going to stand before God and I'm not going to bring out, we're shown before that video, not my resume. I'm not bringing my resume out, God, and say, yeah, check it out. Look, I did kids activity week. How good's that, God? I'm just going to stand there and go, Jesus, I'm with him. Amen. So this was the second concept that we were trying to get through to the kids, and this is the message for us too. So God is big and almighty, but he's the God that forgives, and we're very thankful for that. And then we talked a bit more about how we actually go about doing this with the kids. That famous verse, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that anyone who what? Believes. And so we talked with the kids about belief, and rather than use that idea of faith of belief, believing in God. How is it that this God that is so big and mighty can look at us people who are all sinners and go, well, how are you going to accept that God? It's through believing in what he's done through Jesus Christ who died and rose again for us. And again, it's so simple, and yet this is the story of our faith, and we shouldn't be ashamed of it. We shouldn't be silent about it. We should be preaching it from the rooftops, that we receive God by faith. And then finally, we finished off with the idea of, we didn't use this picture, but to help the kids understand, it's about what Jesus has done, not what you have done. And we talk through, how are we going to get God to accept us? We give him lots of money. Do we do all this stuff? What are we going to do so that God accepts us? And it all finished on that point that, what we do is we come, we say, Jesus has done it. And I've said many times in this church, it's the difference between religion and Christian faith. Religion says, here's what you must do, and then God might be happy with you. Christian faith says, here's what Jesus has done, now I can be accepted. That's the message, isn't it? It's the message our church wants to preach, yes? Yes? And this is the message for us to remember and think about and to be aware. Where are those little blind spots where we're starting to creep in and showing a bit of religion instead of showing a bit of Jesus? Because it creeps in so much of things we do that we start saying, well, here's some hoops, here's some things, here's a standard. We want to make sure our message, it's all about what Jesus has done for you. I want to be able to sit on deathbeds, and I've sat with people near the end of their life, and they've accepted Jesus at the end of their life, not based on all the great things they've done, but just gone, I just trust in Jesus. And that's for every person here in this room today, that's the truth of who Jesus is. And so our goals this week, well, there's a couple of goals we had this week. One was in the midst of a society that's starting to put down the church, one of our goals was to paint a beautiful picture of the church. And big tick there. I mean, just the smiles and the joy and the parents, we did that. The second thing we wanted to do was to show love to these kids. And thanks again to all the leaders. We did that this week. We showed the love of Jesus. We were caring and kind and compassionate, constantly looking for the child that needed a bit of an extra help, looking for the one that's not included. Well done in that. But wrapped up in all of this, we really wanted them to start thinking about, even at a young age, the truth that it's all about what Jesus has done. It's why we have communion meal often in our church. It's to keep coming back to what Jesus has done. And the simple truth is, God is big and mighty, as we told these kids. All of us are sinful. We've all made mistakes, but it's not about that. It's about the God that loves us and forgives us. Jesus died for us, and because of that, we can be accepted by God. And this is the truth of the gospel that we've got to keep preaching and make sure we're not preaching religion and not showing religion with our actions, that we're showing people Jesus Christ. Amen? This is the good news of Jesus Christ, and it's for everyone in this room. And I'm going to pray for us, and we're going to sing a song to finish, as I said, a bit of an early mark today. And next week, we're getting into Leviticus. But we never want to skim over and forget the gospel. It seems simple, but that's the gospel. We want to keep coming back to it. So let's pray, and then we're going to finish with a song together. Heavenly Father, we just want to again give you thanks for the good news of Jesus Christ. We recognize you are the big, almighty God that created the whole universe. You're so much bigger than us or any person. You're above and over all things. The whole universe is yours. You not only made it, but you hold it together. And you're going to bring it to the conclusion that you have planned. As we've been talking through 1 Thessalonians, we've been talking, Jesus is coming. And so, Lord, we recognize that even though you're big and mighty, and we have all sinned, no one's here perfect. Each one of us has made mistakes. And yet, God, in your love, you forgive us when we believe in the gift of Jesus Christ. So, Lord, help our church to keep preaching the gospel with words and with actions. That we're not trying to show people religious things to do so that God will like them, but we're just trying to point them to Jesus Christ, who's died for them and loves them. And Lord, we acknowledge all we need to do is just believe in that gift of Jesus Christ, to say sorry for the things we've done, and to say thank you for your death on that cross and your resurrection, Lord, and we can be accepted by you now and forever. So, Lord, may that be the message for our church, and maybe the message even for people here today that are in this room are thinking, you know, I've never made that commitment. Maybe today's the day they need to stop and pause in this moment and just say sorry for the mistakes and say thank you that Jesus died for them. And in that, God, you will meet them in that belief, in that faith. You meet them, forgive them, and accept them now and forevermore. And so, Lord, help us to keep preaching the good news of Jesus. And to keep showing people the grace of Jesus Christ, we pray. And may every one of those kids that came here this week and heard that be thinking about it this week. In Jesus' name, amen.